The title of our sermon this morning is Embracing the Enemy.
我们今天要布道的题目是拥抱敌人。
Today's message is a story sermon.
今天呢，我们要通过一个故事来讲述今天的布道。
Based on the gospel reading from Matthew 5, let me read that again.
让我们再来看一下马太福音第五章第四十三节到四十五节中的经文。
Jesus said, "You heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends the rain on the righteous and the unrighteous."
耶稣说，你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，仇恨你的敌人。只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告，这样就可以做你们天父的儿子。因为他叫日头照好人，也照歹人，降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
Zechariah is an unusual name.For a Filipino,
Zechariah 这个名字对菲律宾人来讲并不常见。
Zechariah Dayot's family broke family and cultural traditions when they gave their newborn son a name, the name of an Old Testament prophet.
然而呢 ，Zechariah 戴顿的父母却打破了家庭和文化的传统，给他们的儿子起了这样的一个名字 ，Zechariah。一位来自旧约中古代先知的名字。
In the Hebrew language from the Old Testament, Zechariah means God remembers.
在希伯来文中 ，Zechariah 的名字的意思是神记得。
This ancient prophet lived in a time when his country was invaded by the cruel enemies, the Babylonians.
这位古代的先知呢，生活在一个他的国家。被残忍的巴比伦人无情践踏侵略的时代。
The prophet was called to bring a message of hope in very troubled times.
而先知撒加利亚应神的呼召，为在苦难中的人们带来了希望的信息。
And though the Filipino parents of Zechariah Dayot did not know it, they could not have given their son.A more appropriate name.
虽然呢，撒加利亚戴顿的菲律宾父母并不知道这一些，然而他们却给他们的儿子起了一个再合适不过的名字。
He grew up in the relatively peaceful years of the 1920s and 1930s.
在二十年代和三十年代中，撒加利亚长大成人。
He married young and he had children.
他年纪轻轻结了婚，并有了孩子。
He was a Christian man, and soon in his life he knew he was called by God to become a pastor. He would be a prophet, like the Old Testament prophet Zechariah.
撒加利亚是一名基督徒，那很快呢，他也就像先知撒加利亚一样，曾被神呼召做了牧师。
He was just beginning his life as a pastor when the Japanese armies invaded his home island of the Philippines.
就在他刚刚开始他牧师生涯的时候呢，日本人入侵了他的祖国菲律宾。
This was 1941.
那是1941年。
His small village was directly in the path.Of the invading Japanese army.
撒加利亚生活的小村庄呢，是日本侵略军的必经之地。
It was decided that all the men and the boys of the village would go into the jungle and hide.
于是村民们决定，所有的男人和男孩子会跑到丛林里躲了起来。
Certainly, a village of just women and children would be left alone by the invading army.
他们以为一个日本侵略军是不会侵犯一个只有妇女和儿童的村庄的。
If the men stayed in the village, a battle might break out.
如果男人们留下来，战争可能就会发生。
The mayor of the village stayed behind to greet the invading armies and to tell them their village was peaceful and wanted no trouble.
而村长留下来，来迎接这些日本士兵，告诉他们，他的村庄，他的村民只希望和平，而不希望有任何的麻烦。
But the Japanese officers were very angry with what they discovered.
然而呢，日本的军官看到他们所看到的一切时，却非常的震怒。
They thought the Filipino men were simply hiding in the jungle to come back and attack them at a later time.
他们认为那些藏起的菲律宾男人就是为了在以后攻击他们。
And so a horrible decision was made to make this little Filipino village an example for all of the other villages in the Philippines.
于是呢，为了给所有其他的菲律宾村庄一个警告，一场惨绝人寰的屠杀就这样发生了。
Every house was burned.
他们烧毁了每一幢房屋。
Every animal was killed.
杀死了每一头牲畜。
Every woman and child was put to death.
残害了每一名妇女和儿童。
This would be a warning to all Filipino villages not to resist the invading army of Japan.
这就是给那所有反抗日本侵略军的菲律宾人的一个警告。
When Zechariah Dayot returned to his village, he discovered that everything he loved had been destroyed.
当撒加利亚再回到他的村庄时，他发现他曾经珍爱的一切全部被摧毁了。
In terrible grief, he himself buried his own wife and children.
怀着巨大的悲痛，他亲手掩埋了自己的妻子和孩子。
Then he returned to the jungle to fight the invading army.
然后他回到了丛林里与日本人作战。
During the war years with the Japanese army, he was shot.He was beaten, he was tortured, he barely escaped with his own life.
在那些充满战争的岁月里，撒加利亚曾经被射伤过，被鞭打过，被折磨过，甚至几乎丧失了生命。
When the war had ended in 1945, he had lost everything except his freedom and his faith in God.
当战争终于结束以后，撒加利亚除了他的自由和对神的信仰之外，一无所有。
After a few years, he found a new wife, and they had a new child.
几年以后，他又结了婚，有了孩子。
He returned to his work as a pastor.
他做回了牧师。
He completed his education and received a doctor's degree.
他又回到了学校。完成了他的博士学位。
Years passed and more children were born. And now, Dr. Zechariah Dayot was a leader in the Filipino Christian Church.
很多年过去了，更多的孩子也出生了。而撒加利亚·戴顿博士这时成了菲律宾教会的领袖。
The tragedy of World War II was fading away.
二战的阴影渐渐地消失了。
He was happily married.
他的婚姻很幸福。
He became a seminary professor.
而且他也成为了神学院的教授。
And he became the president of the Filipino Christian churches.
并担任了菲律宾基督教会组织的会长。
At this same time, Christians in Japan decided.It was time to heal old wounds.
然而，也就是在这时，日本的基督徒却认为到了该抚平战争创伤的时候了。
They decided it was time to travel to the Philippines to ask forgiveness for what had happened during the war.
他们决定来到菲律宾。为他们在战争中所犯下的滔天罪行而求得宽恕。
They wanted to humble themselves in a public ceremony.
他们希望在一个公开的仪式上来忏悔自己。
So Japanese pastors were coming to the Philippines to ask forgiveness from the Filipino Christians and from anybody else who would listen to their plea for forgiveness.
这些日本的牧师呢，想要来到菲律宾，请求每一位菲律宾的基督徒以及每一位愿意聆听他们忏悔的人的宽恕。
In his role as the president, Dr. Zachariah Dayot was asked to go to the Manila airport to greet the Japanese pastors.
作为菲律宾教会组织的会长，萨加利亚·戴顿博士呢，按理应该到马尼拉机场去迎接这些日本的牧师。
He just could not do it.
然而他做不到。
He thought that his old anger and hurt had healed over the years.
他以为那些曾经的仇恨和伤害经过岁月的洗涤早已淡忘愈合。
But when he thought about walking on an airport runway to greet this Japanese delegation, his heart went cold.
然而当他一想到他要站在机场的跑道上去迎接这些日本人时，他的心就变得冰冷而坚硬。
How could he join hands with the same people who had invaded his country, killed his wife and children, and almost killed him?
他怎么能够和那些曾经侵犯过他的国家，杀死他的妻子和孩子，又几乎杀死他自己的敌人？握手言和呢?
He firmly refused to meet the Japanese delegation.
他坚决地拒绝了前往欢迎日本代表团。
But when the day of their arrival came, Zachariah's heart became more and more troubled.
然而，就在日本代表团到达的这一天，撒加利亚的内心却越发的不安起来。
He remembered shoveling the dirt on the graves of his wife and children.
他还清楚地记得他是怎样亲手掩埋了自己的妻子和孩子。
But he also remembered the clear words of his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who said, "You heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven."
然而，他也清楚地记得马太福音第五章第四十三和四十四节中经文中耶稣的话语。耶稣说，你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，仇恨你的敌人。只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告，这样你们就可以做天父的儿子。
He also remembered what Jesus said as he was hanging on the cross for the sins of the world.
他也清楚地记得，当耶稣为全世界的罪而死在十字架上时所说的话。
So Zachariah Dayot said out loud Jesus' words as he hung upon the cross. He said out loud these words, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
于是撒加利亚大声地说出了耶稣在受死时所说的话，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Zechariah knew that forgiveness was the very heart of the gospel.
撒加利亚知道宽恕是福音的核心。
Forgiveness and undeserved grace is at the very center of what it means to be a Christian.
而宽恕和恩典对基督徒来讲又极为的重要。
But how could such terrible cruelty be forgiven?
然而, 这样残忍的罪恶又怎能被宽恕?
Zechariah knew that on his own, he could not forgive.
撒加利亚知道, 凭他自己的力量, 他无论如何也做不到。
But when Zechariah meditated upon what Jesus did on the cross, his own heart was softened.
然而, 当撒加利亚回想起主耶稣在十字架上所做的一切时, 他的心开始柔软融化了。
Zechariah knew that Jesus had paid for his sins.
他知道主耶稣为了他的罪而死。
Jesus paid for the sins of the world.
主耶稣为了整个世界的罪而死。
Jesus paid for the sins of these Japanese.
主耶稣为了这些日本人的罪而死。
And now these Japanese pastors were his Christian brothers.
而这时,这些日本人,这些日本牧师们,是他的主内弟兄。
There came a time when a decision had to be made, and Zechariah made it.
就在这一刻,撒加利亚下定了决心。
He rushed to the airport to do what he had to do.
他飞快地赶到了机场,去做他必须要做的事情。
Standing on that airport runway, can't you see him? Tears are filling his eyes.
撒加利亚站在那机场的跑道上，泪水充满了双眼。
He was the first person to greet these Japanese when they stepped off the airplane and onto the land of his Filipino homeland.
当那些曾经伤害过他们的日本人走下飞机站在他的国土上的那一刻, 撒加利亚第一个迎了上去。
As he bowed to them and extended his hand in greeting, healing began in his own heart.
当撒加利亚弯下腰, 向日本人伸出他的手时，他心底的伤口却开始真正的慢慢愈合了。It
was not easy, but on that day he was able to set aside the past and to set aside his anger.
虽然不容易，然而就是从这一天起，撒加利亚可以放下过去，放下他的仇恨了。His
act of forgiving them also healed his own heart.
他宽恕了他的敌人, 也同时医治了自己心底的创伤。
The old, old war was finally ended.
那场古老的战争终于过去了。
He became a symbol of forgiveness and hope and peace for all Filipinos.
撒加利亚成为了所有菲律宾人和平、宽恕和希望的象征。
And his own preaching of the message of forgiveness was used by God in the Philippines to do mighty things.
而神也用他所传讲的宽恕的福音为菲律宾人做了许多伟大的事情。The
years passed, and old Dr. Zechariah Dayot continued to be a preacher of forgiveness and hope.
许多年过去了,年迈的撒加利亚戴顿博士依然在传讲着他宽恕与希望的福音。
He lived up to the name his parents gave him.
他极好地诠释了他的名字的意义。
As a seminary professor, he taught generation after generation of new preachers for the Filipino church.
作为神学院的教授，他为菲律宾人培养了一代又一代的牧师。
His students honored him as a war hero, which he was, a hero of both war and peace.
他的学生们尊称他为战争英雄，而实际上，他是一位名副其实的英雄，一位战争与和平的英雄。
The example of Zachariah Dayot can inspire us today.
撒加利亚的故事在今天仍然可以激励我们。
Now this story is ended and it's time to preach the message. Are you listening?
我们的故事讲完了，现在我们要讲述今天的福音。大家是不是在听？
There is probably someone in your life who has hurt you and made your life very difficult.
也许在你的生命中曾经有人伤害过你，或者让你身处困境。
You have been angry with that person for a very long time.
你对一个人愤怒已久。
Whenever you see them, you try to avoid them and walk the other way.
每次当你看到他们时，你都会转身逃避着走开。
You think the hurt is too deep.
你认为那伤害实在是太深了。
But now, feel the hand of old Dr. Zachariah Dayot on your shoulder.
那么，请你感受一下，感受一下年迈的撒加利亚博士的手。搭在你肩上的手。
Feel him gently nudge you to approach that person, to call out their name, to walk toward them, to extend your hand of peace.
感受他在轻轻地把你推向那曾经伤害过你的人，让你去叫他们的名字，去走向他们，向他们伸出你的手。
Forgiveness is possible.
宽恕是有可能的。
Forgiveness brings healing.
只有真正的宽恕才能带来痊愈。
Anger can be replaced with God's grace.
神的恩典将取代愤怒。
My friends, you and I will never heal until we embrace the enemy.
我亲爱的朋友们，只有我们真正宽恕了敌人，我们自己才能痊愈。
The anger or bitterness within us is like a poison that sickens us.
愤怒和苦痛就像毒药一样，在慢慢地吞噬着我们。
Ask God to help you.To embrace the enemy, as did Zachariah Dayot.
让我们就像撒加利亚一样来请求神的帮助，帮助我们宽恕并拥抱我们的敌人。
Maybe it will be a handshake or a heart-to-heart conversation.
也许是一次握手言和，或者真诚的交谈。
Maybe it will be a written letter.
或者是一封诚恳的书信。
Maybe it will be a quiet hand on their shoulder or a shared cup of tea.
也或许是搭在肩上的手或一杯共享的茶。
Maybe you have to start by talking with your pastor if that person you need to forgive is far away or maybe has already died.
也许当你想要宽恕的人在遥远的地方无法找到，或者已经去世时，那么请你和你的牧师交谈祷告。
Life is too wonderful and short to have it poisoned by unforgiveness.
生命是如此的美好而短暂，不应该充满了仇恨。
Too many people have died slow deaths of bitterness.
太多的人因为苦痛而渐渐的死亡。
We must embrace the enemy to be freed from the pain of the past.
我们只有真正宽恕了敌人，才能把我们自己从过去的苦痛中解救出来。
Just as Zechariah Dayot learned, we cannot do this on our own strength.
然而，就像撒加利亚一样，我们借着自己的力量无法做到这一切。
We can only forgive when we look to Jesus dying upon the cross for our sins.
我们只有依靠神，依靠那在十架上为了我们的罪而救死的主耶稣基督。
He died for us.
他为我们的罪而死。
He rose for us.
他为我们死里复生。
He won the victory over sin and death for us.
他为我们战胜了罪恶和死亡。
He has forgiven us all of our sins.
他宽恕了我们所有的罪恶。
We are forgiven.
我们罪得赦免。
And now, we forgive others.
而现在是要我们来宽恕他人的时候了。
So today, let's take a walk alongside Zechariah Dayot on that airport runway so we too can embrace the enemy.
今天就让我们同撒加利亚一起走在那机场的跑道上，去迎接和拥抱我们的敌人。
This is God's will for our lives today.
这就是主对我们的期许。
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
奉主耶稣的名，阿门。